This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, Michael, Don, and Peter, how are you doing today?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, shoulders, it's getting better every day. Obviously, it sucked that we didn't pull that one out last night, but shoulder's feeling better, and I'm doing well.
Were you surprised when, from what I read, the ball wasn't coming out the way you wanted it to when you practiced last week? Were you surprised that that happened?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of felt similar to where I was in the middle of, coming back the first time, and mm-hmm. So I kind of thought it was going to have the same kind of feel. I thought, okay, yeah, it might be sore in the beginning, and then, towards the end of practice, it might feel a little bit better, and it just didn't. It didn't feel right, and, I knew it would be, the smart decision to decide not to play and obviously give Joe the rest of the practices to, get ready for the game.
Sam, are you worried at all that surgery might be needed to correct this?
No. No, I mean, I've spoken to a lot of doctors, and they're aware of, what's going on, obviously, and they haven't even said anything about that. And, if ever, I asked them once at the very beginning, and they said no. It's not even, on the table at all. So I just need to let this thing heal and, let it run its course, and, hopefully I'll be back in a time of matter.
So do you think that the game after the bye is on the table, or is that too quick?
We'll see. I think, if I just continue to treat it and do the things I need to do every single day, I think just doing everything I need to do every day is where I'm starting, and, we'll see where we end up after that.
So what'd you see last night?
What was that?
What'd you see last night from the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I thought on offense we actually played well. We moved the ball. We were in the position at the end of the game to win it, and we didn't. So, obviously, that's a disappointment. It was a game that everyone in the locker room, everyone in the organization agrees that we should have won, and we didn't. It is what it is. But at the same time, we had some really, we had some guys step up on offense, which was good to see. Some guys made plays, and we're looking to continue to see that moving forward.
Were you surprised at how well Flacco played?
No, not at all. Joe's a stud. He's shown that stuff all the time in practice. So, no, I wasn't surprised at all.
Sam, we saw a lot of shots downfield. Why was that more a part of what your offense is early in the season? What took so long?
Yeah, I think, it's a combination of a lot of things. Joe's able to, drop back and, be able to throw it downfield, and guys were making plays, and, even if guys weren't making plays, I felt like, we got that one call on the 2-minute drive there to end the half, the PI, and then obviously Joe drew an absolute dime in the left corner there in the end zone to Crowder, and Crowder had a sweet toe drag. So, I thought, Joe did a really good job of, getting the ball out and throwing it accurately and when it needed to be, and our guys did a good job protecting, and, obviously our receivers who were able to get on some routes did a really good job against one-on-one coverage.
Are you able to do that, Sam? Is that why they don't put it in? They don't think you could throw the deep ball? Because they really don't have that many deep balls that we've seen this year.
No, I'm very capable of it. Again, like I said, I think it's just a combination of some things that, either happen inside the pocket or outside the pocket.
Were you somewhat envious that Joe had all three wide receivers that you have yet to have this year?
No. I mean, no matter what happens, I always want to see our team succeed. That's the bottom line. And, I was super excited to, see Joe go out there and play well, and for us not to win that game. That was the biggest disappointment, obviously, of the night.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so what's the mood of the team right now? You're competitive, a game you should have won. So, you're 0-9. So, what can you get a pulse, even though you're not there on the field, of what the mood of this team is right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be. You know, we're not having the season that we want to be or that we want to have. I mean, there's nothing else really there. You know, it's just we're not winning. And, you know, in the NFL, if you're not winning, it's, you know, it's tough. And so, you know, we just got to continue to work hard every single day and do the things that we need to do to continue to get better. But, and I think our guys have done a good job of that, and we're going to continue to do that.
Talking to Sam Darnold, his weekly spot on the Michael Kay Show. You know, the outside noise, Sam, all the experts that are out there, a lot of people, most people do support you, but they always have this parenthetical phrase, if the Jets haven't broken him, if he's not demoralized. Now, it's a tough question to ask you. Are you broken? Are you demoralized by all the losing that's gone over the last 3 years?
No. No, not at all.
Is it tough not to be?
No, not at all. You know, it's a great organization, and we have great people in the building. I think, you know, obviously things just haven't gone our way. And, you know, that's it. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do everything that I can, you know, every single week that I can play to be able to put this team in the best position possible to win football games.
And you're going to have to, Sam, because quite frankly, you know, a lot of changes are going to come if you guys don't start winning. You know, you can believe in the coach, but it's hard to survive if you keep losing. There's going to be a chance for them to draft a quarterback. So as you rehab, as you get ready, do you think in the back of your mind, I've got to play here to show everybody that I belong here?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I want to succeed more than, you know, anyone else wants me to. And, you know, I want to go out there and play well. But it starts every single day. You know, if I'm not focused and I'm not, you know, focused on what I need to do today to get better, whether that's rehabbing my shoulder, you know, whether it's watching a little bit more tape, I'm just focused on that. And whatever anyone else says in the outside world, you know, frankly, we're just really not paying attention to.
One final thing, Sam. This is a bye week, and usually people go away or just, you know, decompress. Do you have to stay around just to get treatment on your shoulder?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do everything that I can to, you know, put myself back out there on the field.
All right. Well, feel better, Sam. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.